Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am a lover of gardening. I love to help people with their gardens. I'm a landscape designer, horticulturist, and a garden author. And I'd love to hear from you wherever you are, in Florida, in the Southeast, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, North Florida, Central Florida, and in South Florida. We've gotten some phone calls today from South Florida, and so we're glad to hear from you. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And I have to say that we're going to have a lot of rain this weekend. Shut your irrigation systems off. No need for it. But it's a good time of the year to be kind of thinking about what you want to do this fall. And, you know, we start our vegetable gardens in August. And so buying your seeds and everything right now is good. I think we're still going to have a rush on seeds. So you might want to take advantage of getting them early before everyone else gets them and it's all sold out.
Okay. So when do they really need to focus on the making sure that they do their starters for the fall?
Now.
Right this second.
Yeah,
so
now.
By what, before the first week of August?
Yeah, or? So you want to plant, you're transplanting in August. And so I would say go ahead and buy them now, because by the time you get the seeds and put them in the ground, it's going to take a couple of weeks for them to grow and get to be a size to put them in the ground.
Good.
And so now is the time to be doing that. And so you want to make sure that you're getting what you want and what you will eat. And it's always a good thing to go ahead and try new varieties. And it's a wonderful way to get children to eat their vegetables, is by letting them grow their own. So that's a wonderful idea too as well. If you want to go to my Facebook page, or you can go to Southern Living Magazine's website, southernliving.com, then you will be able to see my article on how to grow a clover lawn. And it's Hallie, Hallie Weinstein is the author, and she interviewed me last week, and she asked what were my tips on growing clover. And I love clover, and every time I see it, I'm always looking for little rabbits, and you see them by the side of the road. You see the clover growing by the side of the road, and then you can see the rabbits. I see clover growing at Lou Gardens, and you know, practically all of the botanical gardens that I visit in the meadows and in the turf areas, they allow the clover to grow. And, you know, that's a good thing, because clover's a legume and it fixates the nitrogen in the soil. And so it's like fertilizing, you know, putting in clover in your lawn will, provide more nitrogen to the landscape. So it's just a really good idea to do. So you can get my tips on that. And if you would like to go ahead and give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or if you're texting, 23680. Let's go to Harold in West Melbourne. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning, Teresa. So my little wife and I have differing opinions as to the usage of Roundup.
Okay.
Whether or not it needs to be applied only when it's dry or after a rain. One of us is of the opinion that it doesn't matter if it's rained and the grass is wet, you could still use the Roundup, it'll get absorbed. And the others are the opinion that that you can't do that, it's got to be dry.
Okay, well, what's the issue is that, you know, one, I want to say that it's on the label when to apply it, and that's the most important thing. But I'm going to say that the dry is going to be better, because it's going to absorb it more. Versus that it's already, if it's wet and we've been raining a lot, it could leach a lot of it out. So I would say dry, but I would say follow the label.
Yeah, I looked at the label, didn't give opinions either way.
Oh, it doesn't? Okay, then I'm going to go with my opinion. It's going to do it when you're dry.
Okie doke.
Okay.
I'm in the doghouse now.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry, Harold. Oh, I'm so sorry. You got to call back with a question that I can be on your side.
There you go. Thank you
for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. All right. If you'd like to give me a call and I can settle a dispute for you, 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the area, Crocosmias. The very first time I saw a Crocosmia was in Scotland in my cousin's backyard. And it was the most beautiful, beautiful flower I'd ever seen. It's tall. It belongs to the iris family. And it was beautifully red. Crocosmia comes from the Greek word for saffron and smell. And saffron is crocus and smell is osmia. And because dipping dry Crocosmia flowers in water apparently releases a saffron-like aroma. And so common names for Crocosmia are copper tips and falling stars. And other names recognize it. That's the word I was looking for. Montbretia. And Crocosmia dates back from the 1800s and was named after Antoine François Ernest Concombert de Montbret, who accompanied Napoleon on his 1778 Egyptian campaign. So why should you grow Crocosmias? They are beautiful. Hummingbirds love them. They come in colors in red, orange, and yellow. They bloom in the midsummer to fall time, and they are easy to grow. No pest problems, no disease problems, and they are easy to have in your garden. They make a great background drop for your garden beds. So Crocosmias are beautiful. I'll post a picture of them on our Facebook page later on this afternoon, and you will love them. So we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens and the Dirty Word of the Day. You're listening to Teresa Watkins, Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you've had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Work zones present many challenges that require all drivers to stay alert. When entering a work zone, drivers should obey speed limits, avoid distractions, and maintain extra space between other vehicles. It is important to give others room and never attempt to cut off large trucks or buses. Remember, they are not able to stop as quickly as smaller vehicles. As you travel through the state, be prepared to stop, reduce your speed, and move into open lanes as soon as possible. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're going to go right to the phone calls. If you have a question you'd like answered, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, if you're in the garden area. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all doing?
I have a cup of tea. I am good.
What flavor?
I'm just a traditional Scottish cup of tea girl.
I gotcha.
The Lipton's or, you know, Pekoe black tea.
Black teas. Yeah, I like Earl Grey, but that's not one.
Oh, well, I get Earl Grey. That's the first cup of tea I get every morning. So Tony fixes me Earl Grey, and then he switches to the black tea. I am so spoiled.
You are so spoiled, Teresa. I don't know what's wrong with the people around you who love you.
So have you ever grown Cocrosmias?
Never even heard of it. I just picked up on the end of that last call. What is it again?
Crocosmia. 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 Beverly, you have to get some. They will do wonderful for you.
They'll grow up here and they're flowering?
They grow in Scotland. And so they grow in Scotland. They grow up north. I would say they probably grow in zones 6 through 11.
Well, up here in North Florida, everything grows. It just depends on the time of year. We've had a couple weeks back, the temperatures were up around 100. But then this last week, we just were deluged with rain.
Yes.
Lots and lots of rain. But the good, which I never mind that because it fills the aquifers and stuff. But it kept the temperatures down in the mid-80s.
Wonderful.
Which is kind of groovy. And then, I have some acreage, but so the bad part about it, just for me personally, is we have what I call the inside yard and the outside yard.
Yes, you do. You have meadows. You have bluebird meadows.
Yeah, and I also have just wild stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got my bush hog guys been... It's like a jungle out here.
I can just imagine. And so do you mow it yourself?
Well, we mow the inside yard.
Okay.
And I keep trying to talk my husband into getting a commercial zero-turn mower. So all our neighbors' lawns look like golf courses. and I can tell people, well, you'll know when you get to my yard because, I'm the one
it's
with
all
the weeds and the wild. But anyway, it's pretty jungly, pretty wet. Some interesting passerby birds had a couple flycatchers this week.
Oh, how
which
nice!
Are really unusual. And then the other thing is, there's that old saying, "The early bird catches the worm."
Yes.
Well, up here, the early bird eats all your figs.
Oh, I can just imagine.
You half of them are just shredded, and last week they weren't even ready, and this week I'm like, dang, I got to get out there earlier and get this fig.
Yes, yes. Walking your yard, your inside yard, is very important, Beverly.
Yeah, it's right by the door, and I still am oblivious to it. But up here, we don't have a second. We get too cold to do like a second crop of like tomatoes and peppers and stuff like that. This is kind of where we let our beds lay fallow. I don't know if that's the right word. And
it is.
Kind of get things ready, put some new black cow and other stuff in there, and get ready for the fall crops.
Wow. Well, this is the time of the year to do it.
Yeah, so we're cooking with gas up here.
Excellent. Well, thank you for checking in. Stay dry this weekend, Beverly.
I'll try. Bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Let's go to Bobby in Indy Atlantic. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. And I always forget that your mom's from Scotland.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to call last week because my mom's mom is from Scotland, and I first visited her a few years ago, and her family. And I loved the greenhouse.
Yes, the conservatories.
In Glasgow.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Yes, it is. I've been there. It was the first place, Bobby, that I ever saw variegated St. Augustine grass, and they were using it as a hanging basket.
I didn't see that.
No. Well, I've got pictures of it. Yeah, it was incredible. So it's a wonderful, wonderful garden, botanical garden to go to in Glasgow.
Yeah, yeah. But I was actually calling about the snails.
Okay.
These terrible, terrible, terrible new snails.
Have you seen them in your area?
Yes, they're everywhere. And I couldn't figure out what was eating some of my plants. Like, I thought they were just dying. I'm like, I couldn't figure it out. They're stripping them bare.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And then they're eating the vines. The
oh my goodness.
The actual vine, not just the leaves. And then I figured it out.
So what county are you in, Bobby?
Brevard.
You're Melbourne. Okay, on that side. Okay. Thank you. Have you reported it to the extension office?
No.
I would give them a call on Monday and let them know that you have them. Take a picture of one and make sure that it is one of the invasive African snails and not just a regular slug or regular snail.
Well, it's not the African snail.
Oh, it's not. Oh, you just have lots of snails. Okay, they're rounded. Okay, so.
But I think it's still an invasive snail. I've never seen them before.
Okay. Well,
take pictures of it so that whenever you get a hold of your county, you'll have to show them.
Yeah. So snails like moisture. Is this in a moist area that gets a lot of water or rain?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Because I try not to let things dry out, but, you know, it's not always easy here.
Okay. Well, let things dry out. It's good to be dry. Okay.
Yeah.
Being wet all the time is not good. Okay, and so that's why you have some snails, is that they need that moisture, and then you can always use slug bait. But I would reduce the water completely. What do you grow there?
Yeah. I have a little bit of everything. I've got the plumerias, or amaryllis.
Oh, in this area where the snails are?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's mostly potted. It's in the courtyard.
Okay.
I have an inside courtyard.
Okay, so snail and slug bait will work really well with that on the pots. And so you can do that and put it in. But also, too, I would just reduce your watering. If it is the pots and do you have little low-volume emitters? Is that what you're watering, or you do use a hose?
Hose and by hand.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Just let it dry out just a wee bit, okay? And if they're drying out too quickly, you might want to add more refresh the potting soil, because if it's drying out, that means it's old. And by adding new potting soil, it's going to hold on to the moisture longer, and you're not going to need to water as much, and you'll have less snails.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I find they're burrowing too in the dirt. That's why I couldn't find them. They go down pretty deep.
They do. They're night creatures. Yep. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me know. So it's not the really invasive ones. They're just a lot of them.
No, it's not the big African ones.
Oh,
no.
Good. Okay, super. Just I would just go ahead and reduce your watering, use slug bait, and then refresh your potting soil.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you, Bobby, for listening. Bye-bye. Let's go to Dave. Good morning, Dave. You're in Daytona Beach. How can I help you?
I live in Daytona Beach, yes. A couple of years ago, I moved over from Crystal River to get to the ocean. Now I've got a 6-foot diameter area in the front of my yard that I planted a pygmy palm because a neighbor just had them, and I love them.
Uh-huh.
And then, and evidently I made a mistake and planted all around them lantanas because I love the flowers.
Uh-huh.
Well, they went crazy. And I mean, they just took over the whole 6-foot diameter area. And I was worried about it was going to kill my pygmy.
Uh-huh.
So I took, a couple of weeks ago, I took them all out. Now I want to put something back in there. Can I put a tomato plant or two around of it or something like that? Or I can get some fruit or vegetables?
Is it in full sun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you could always, you know, put vegetables. You can make it an edible landscape, and you can put vegetables in there. But, you know, it wouldn't be my idea of a garden bed. I like to put my vegetables and edibles in another area. But if you're wanting to do that, you can.
I don't have another area.
Oh, so this is your only area. Okay, so super. Then, yes, you can put edibles in there. You can plant your tomatoes in there. It's not going to be too much shade from the pygmy date palm. And, you know, it'll be just fine.
Okay, other than tomatoes, you got another suggestion that might grow well? And then I'll let you go.
Oh, no. Well, you can. What I would suggest is you buy perennials that will do nice in that area but not get really big like lantana. Lantana, if you'd only put one in there, it would have grown 3 to 4 feet wide, 5 feet wide, and you'd only need one. But you put in how many? You put five of them in there?
Yep, all the way around.
Okay, so that's where it exploded. All right, so what I would suggest is you use pentas, P-E-N-T-A-S. You can put in pentas. You can put in African blue basil. You can put in blue days. There's a lot of different, you know, 1 gallon to 3 gallon pots that you can put in there that are not going to get big. So I would suggest perennials instead of ground covers.
Okay, I like the lantanas because they flowered damn near all year round.
So just put one in there, okay? Just put one in, and then you won't have to worry about it getting big. It'll take up the 6-foot face, okay?
Yeah, that's thank you very much.
You're welcome. You'll get lots of butterflies, Dave, so that's a good thing. So I appreciate you calling and listening. Uh-huh.
Butterflies with what?
With the lantana. You'll get lots of butterflies with the lantana.
I never saw a butterfly out there, and they were in there for almost 2 years.
Okay, so do you spray insecticide around your house?
No, everything's wild.
Everything's wild? Okay, well, then you should see them. Maybe you're inside too much.
Or they're hiding from him.
Not a bit.
Okay, well, then the lantana will attract really wonderful butterflies.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dave. Thank you. Let's go. Do we have time for the text line? One quick text.
Sure.
Okay, so hi, Teresa. This is Muggsy from Daytona Beach. Hi, Muggsy. I just moved here from Ohio. Smart move. I was a volunteer caretaker of an urban pawpaw orchard in Ohio. Can I grow pawpaw trees here in Daytona Beach? And I will say pawpaw trees grow to zone 8B. You're in zone 9. So it's going to be a little iffy there. I would try them. I would try one and see if you can do it. I'm always one for trying, even if I got zone envy. So, Muggsy, try it and let me know how you do. We're going to be right back with more of In Your Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082.
NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we're getting a lot of phone calls and a lot of text messages. So if you have an important question that you need to get an answer to, you can give us a call. Call Lizzie at 1-888-455-2967. That way we'll know we can get through to you, and we'll get to your call before the end of the program.
Please do. We love our callers.
I know, and they're doing so well this morning. And so I'm raising my cup of tea to everybody out there. So.
Yes. And so are the listeners. I've had a couple of listeners call and go, let Teresa know I'm having tea with her.
So Can you give some guidance to growing celery in containers, please? Yes, you just want to make sure that you're using good potting soil, and make sure there's good drainage. Other than that, make sure the pot's big enough. You know, depends on how many celeries you're going to grow in a pot. So other than that, it's just like growing in the ground. You just want to make sure that you're fertilizing correctly, full sun, and that it's getting adequate moisture. That's very important with celery because it's made up mostly of water. So you want to make sure that you're giving it enough water. Okay, so that's another thing I want to remind everybody. One of the most important things is to realize how much water you are getting. So rain gauges are very important because I will tell you, your neighbor, you'll look out your window and you'll see all this rain coming down. Your neighbor will get 2 inches and you will only get 1/16th of an inch on your property. So you're thinking, oh, I'm good to go because it rained and it came down so hard, but you didn't get very much at all. That's one of the reasons why we see irrigation systems going on that are properly managed, because it rained, but it wasn't enough to shut it down. So you're going to make sure you get an adequate irrigation system. If your system gets 1 inch to 2 inches a week, I'll give you 2 inches, then you do not need to turn your irrigation system on. But I will tell you, during the summertime, usually didn't happen in January or in June for Jacksonville, but usually in June and July and August, we get anywhere from 5 to 8 to 9 inches of rain a month during the summertime. So there's no reason for irrigation systems to go on at all. Okay, so when do you fertilize mango and citrus trees? Also, can you recommend any books on growing bromeliads in Florida? Love you guys. Thank you for your knowledge and fun info from both you ladies. Yay, Lizzie. That's Jill from Sebastian. Thank you, Jill, for listening. And so the book. Okay, so here, let me give you the name of the book. The book is called Bromeliads for Home and Garden. Bromeliads for Home and Garden. And it's by Jack Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R. And if you get it on Amazon, you can probably find it used, a used copy of it for very inexpensive. But it's got some great information in there. And so that's really good. And then there's also one, Bromeliads for the Contemporary Garden. And that is a nice book, too, as well. And it's by Andrew Steens. So there's a couple of good books out there. And they're pretty much, you know, the information's pretty same, because you can only grow bromeliads one way. You know, they're epiphytes. So, you know, not too much maintenance information on it. So let's go to Lori in Beverly Hills. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Okay, I have a backyard, an acre backyard. The back half of it's got trees and all that stuff. And there was a scorched earth when I bought this like 5 years ago. They had a dog run out back there, didn't try and plant anything. It was just a mess. So over the years, I finally got grass to start pushing out and growing in there. I planted, tried to get some trees growing and bushes. Now, some stuff does okay, but it's like after 2 years, everything just almost stops growing or dies. And every time I, you know, try and plant something, I try and mix in black cow manure. I do some potting soil, trying to get stuff, but I'm just at a loss. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Do you have an irrigation system, Lori?
No, not out there. There's no irrigation system. This time of year, I, you know, just do the rain. I put my finger down and test it about a couple inches down. If it's dry, I try and bring some water in. Or if things start looking droopy, I bring some water in. When I first plant them for the first couple of weeks, I soak them and try and see where there's new growth, and then kind of adjust according to that.
Okay.
Now, the area where it is very hot, and that's why I'm trying to slowly bring stuff in to try and get moisture on the ground.
Right.
But
okay,
said, after a couple of years, it just...
All right. So let me give you some tips, okay, because I know Beverly Hills, and it's very sandy. Very sandy,
yeah,
very
I'm
warm.
I'm actually up in Pine Ridge, so I'm about 100 and... Yeah.
Okay. And so the thing is that you want to plant plants and trees and shrubs that can take xeric sandy soil conditions. So your plant selection is going to have to be correct. Okay, so you're going to want to select plants that can handle sandy soils, xeric conditions, and that get established. And after a couple of years, you don't need to water them. Okay, and so that's the important part. As far as amending the soil, one, I would go get a soil test of areas where the plants are dying. You want to make sure there's no chemicals there or something's going wrong with the soil. They're going to tell you what you'll be able to grow if you get a soil analysis. You can say what kind of grass.
I've done the one you get from the store, and it's always like 6.5 to 7. It's almost.
That's almost a pH test. That's a pH test. Oh, that's okay. Not a soil test. The soil test, you're going to have to go through the university and soil test, a soil analysis, and it'll be probably about $10, okay? And then they will send you everything. You can grow bahia grass in dry, sandy conditions with full sun without having an irrigation system. But if you want to use any other turf, you're not going to be able to get it without putting an irrigation system in, okay? And so
even though I will water it.
Even though you're not going to be able to water it enough, okay? And that's that's the thing. So just make sure your plant choices are xeric, that they're for dry plants. You'll be able to plant trees and shrubs, but you're going to want to make sure that they're going to get watered well. And I'm talking 30 to 50 to 100 gallons of water once a week, okay?
Oh.
All right, so that's a lot of water, okay? But you're going to need to do that. Thank you so much, Lori, for calling. Let me know how you do. Okay, let's go to David in we're going to go on a break. I'm sorry, I'm so excited. I got all these phone calls. David, you're going to have to hang on. Jack, hang on. And then we've got some other phone calls here. We've got someone in Tallahassee and Orlando on our text message line. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're going home this morning. I finally got some tea. Things are going strong. And you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Work zones present many challenges that require all drivers to stay alert. When entering a work zone, drivers should obey speed limits, avoid distractions, and maintain extra space between other vehicles. It is important to give others room and never attempt to cut off large trucks or buses. Remember, they are not able to stop as quickly as smaller vehicles. As you travel through the state, be prepared to stop, reduce your speed, and move into open lanes as soon as possible. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Did you know the brain develops until you're 25? That means any drugs or alcohol you put into your body affect the way your brain develops. You need your brain for everything you do. Each time teens use drugs or alcohol increases the risk of damage to their brain and body, even death. You have the power to protect your brain. Use the facts about drugs and alcohol to make your future the best it can be. Check out thefactsyourfuture.org. Your future depends on it.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. worth it? If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. So let me just finish my response to Jill from Sebastian. I gave her the books on growing bromeliads in Florida. When do you fertilize mangoes and citrus? You want to start in late February, first part of March, and fertilize them every 3 months like you would do your citrus and mangoes together. That's fine. Use a regular balanced fertilizer, 666-888-101010. Start off with a quarter pound and work your way up to a pound of fertilizer per tree as it matures. Okay, Jill, so I hope that's good. Let's go to David in Bartow. David in Bartow. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
My question concerns an area, a small area of my yard that's next to some sort of an evergreen tree that my neighbor has in their yard. It's right on our lot line.
Uh-huh.
Their tree is on their side, and the grass that I'm having problems growing is on my side. And it's not a very wide tree, but this area is probably 5 to 6 foot in diameter, and just nothing will grow in it. I've tried putting black cow on it. I've tried bringing in some extra good topsoil, and nothing seems to grow in it. I've put sod in it, and it dies. I tried sprigs from my San Augustine. It dies. I'm wondering, is it the pine needles that are falling from it that are killing it?
So is it a pine tree that it's growing? Is it a Norfolk Island pine?
It's not a Norfolk Island pine, but it has similar needles.
Okay, so it is a pine tree.
Well, it's in that family. It's an evergreen.
Okay, so it's
of some sort.
Okay, so I could just go on naming names, Podocarpus and things like that. And so that would have similar leaves on it. How much sunlight does that little area get?
Well, once the sun gets up midday, it gets pretty much full sun.
For how long?
5 hours.
5 hours. Okay, I'm going to suggest to you that it's not getting enough sunlight and that the roots are hampering the turf's ability to establish itself. So I would suggest that you plant something else there, create a garden bed there, put a shrub there. Something that will be able to handle the lower light conditions. All turf needs between 6 to 8 hours or more of sunlight a day. So if you're only getting 5, and that may be an iffy 5, then you may just, adding the black cow and the organic material is okay, but it's not going to give you that sunlight you need to grow turf.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right.
Thank you. You sound so disappointed. Okay, so David, I would just suggest, you know, quit, you know, it's going to be like beating your head against the wall, okay? And so just make up your mind to put something else there, put a shrub there. Is there a fence there, or is it just open up and you see this beautiful evergreen tree?
It's open.
Okay, I would suggest you just plant, you know, a shrub there. Or, you know, some kind of ground cover there, Asiatic jasmine, or, you know, even, you know, some of the other ground covers that you can put, mondograss, liriope, something else there. Create a garden bed.
Okay, here's how bad it is. It won't even grow the invasive basket grass.
Yeah. grass is seasonal, so it dies anyway.
Right, but yeah, but it won't, it doesn't even come in there in the summertime.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Well, send a picture and send it to me, teresa.watkins@live.com. Maybe there's some other answers for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, David. Let's go to Jack in Daytona Beach. Good afternoon or good morning, Jack. How are you?
Doing great. My problem is powdery mildew on the Seiko palm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only in my yards, a couple other yards. But I'm only, you know, I'm like 2 blocks from the ocean. I don't know what's...
Well, the powdery mildew is a disease issue. It's a fungal issue. How often does it get watered?
I water the big Seiko. It's in one big Seiko is in a pot, so I water it like every other day.
Okay, and it has powdery mildew.
Yeah, not much. It's the ones that are in the ground that have the most powdery.
Okay, and so where is it located?
I don't have a sprinkler system.
Okay, so you hand water it. Also, is it between buildings or is it in an area that it's wide open? Okay, so you're going to need, Jack, to use a horticultural oil or insecticidal soap.
I've tried the horticultural oil, you know, gonides, and
okay. So,
that hasn't helped yet.
Okay, so then you want to make sure that you have powdery mildew. Okay, that's one of the first things I need to ask you. So if you can send me a picture of it, that will help me because you may not have powdery mildew.
What might I have?
You might have Asian cycad scale. And if you have Asian cycad scale, the horticultural oil will work, but it may not lift it off. So you would, and the soap will not work. So you might need to use a...
I have one plant that's by the pool, and it's in a pot, and it's getting deformed because of this.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest it's not powdery mildew, okay? I'm going to suggest it's Asian cycad scale. And what you want to use is a product called Summit Year-Round Spray Oil.
Okay.
Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, and you're going to follow the instructions. You might have to use 2 applications. Okay. And then the scale may not come off. So what I need you to do is I want you to take the cycad scale and I want you to squeeze it. And I want you to see if it flakes off.
All right.
Okay. If it flakes off, it's dead. And you can just take a hose and wash it off. But if you squeeze it and you get a little brown liquid out of it, ooh, Jack, it was alive. Okay. And so you want to make sure then that you use the Summit Year-round spray oil.
All right.
Okay.
And another thing, that fellow that called in and wanted to know about a vegetable, I put a couple of summer squash plants in with these, my flower garden, or not flower garden, the evergreen garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, I had trouble with them in one side of the house. They didn't grow well. So I put them on the north side of the house where all the evergreen plants are. And they're doing great.
So wonderful. Good for you.
He could put like, why I sold produce in New England, in Mass.
Uh-huh.
And so he could put in zucchini squash and straight neck squash.
Excellent.
If he likes squash.
Okay. Well, I think that's a great idea. Thank you so much, Jack. Go Red Sox.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. And so... Tallahassee is texting and saying they find crocosmias are becoming invasive. So when I bought my home in 1994, they weren't, but now they are, and I've spent hours pulling hundreds of them up. Yes, they're beautiful and hummingbirds love them, but I'd suggest planting them in a pot instead of the ground. Well, I will tell you, invasive is not necessarily the right word. They grow really well, and they spread by corms. And so crocosmias multiply. And so so I would suggest planting them in pots too. But if you have a wide open area too as well, a long garden bed, they look lovely and do very well. Okay, great advice. I have mine growing in a pot because I just don't have a large yard. All right. And so Bobby Chief by the beach says, I believe those snails that I'm tearing up that are tearing up my potted plants are the invasive Cuban brown snail. Well, they may be. I need to see a picture. So if you've identified them, that's great. You can always go to Google. Google's great. The Internet's great for doing that. And so My boxwoods that were planted 3 months ago have branches that are dying out intermittently. I read this as a fungus and there's no cures. What are your thoughts? Okay, so I don't know where you are located, but I just saw this the other day there in a client's yard that I have. And when the whole branch dies out, but the leaves don't fall off, that's a little bit different to me than dieback, twig dieback, and also disease issues. And so a lot of the culprits sometimes are squirrels. Squirrels that just go through and run around and they just break branches and these little branches die. So I would check out the branches, check out the base of the stem and see if there's a little tear in it, little snip in it, and it could be that. I'd like to thank everyone who called today. Lizzie, we have the best listeners and callers of everybody on any show.
On point.
And I so love it. Thank you so much for taking care of the program, Lizzie. I do appreciate you being the producer. You are the best producer that there is. So we're going to be back next week. I'm going to have the redneck rosarian, Chris Van Cleve, on. We're going to talk about roses, and we're going to answer your garden questions and tech messages all over again. I really, really, really do appreciate you being out there and listening. South Florida,
what's your email?
Oh, my email, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A .Watkins@live.com. Go onto our Facebook page and like it and let me know you're out there listening. You can also write in questions for the show on betterlawns.com. Betterlawns.com, you can send me a question. I have Debbie, I'm going to be answering your questions about the pickle worms, and then also Jean and in the Villages, I'm going to be answering your question. And Richard in Lakeland, we're going to be answering your question. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you getting the internet speed you need? The state of Florida has launched an anonymous statewide study of broadband speeds with a free internet speed test. The results of the study will help guide investments to improve broadband speeds around our state. To take the test and measure your connection speed, visit fasterflorida.org. That's fasterflorida.org to take the state's official internet speed test.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's